Russian fishing crews believed to be at the centre of a COVID outbreak at an isolation facility all tested negative and spent 14 days isolating in their own homes before boarding a charter flight here, according to one of the companies employing them. The Ministry of Health has confirmed that 11 people have tested positive for the virus at the Sedima Hotel in Christchurch, and 14 other cases are under investigation after routine day 3 testing. It's understood that Russian and Ukrainian fishing crews who arrived in the country last Friday are the only guests at the hotel that's currently locked down. Sea Lord is one of three companies that brought the replacement deep sea fishing crews to New Zealand. I asked Chief Executive Doug Paulin what he'd been told about the situation.
Kia ora, Lisa. At this stage, we only know what's been reported via the media. So we haven't been officially contacted by the Ministry of Health nor MIQ. However, I imagine that will take place in the near future.
Does it surprise you that they haven't been on the blower? These are your workers, aren't they?
No, I don't think so, because they'll have a protocol and a process that they need to follow. And I think the most positive thing that we can take out of this is our border protection at work. And they'll be following a very regimented process and protocol, which will be around ensuring that the individuals themselves are managed and that they are looking at how they will progress forward in that particular facility. So all of the care will go to that rather than dealing with the fishing companies, and they'll get to us when it makes sense to get to us.
So how many of your workers are in that hotel?
So we have approximately 110 of our crew that will be in that managed facility. And at some point in the future, there will be more coming in.
So can you give us a bit of background information? When did these crew come in? And was the plane a charter? Where did it originate from?
These crew are fishermen who typically we bring into the country every 6 months. So one crew goes out and another crew comes in. COVID-19 interrupted that cycle, and the prior crew had been in New Zealand for a year, and we had just received approval to bring in the new crew, and they arrived at the very start of October. I think it would have been about the 7th or 8th. However, I'd have to go and confirm what date they actually landed. They've all come in on a private charter flight from Russia.
Did that plane stop anywhere, and was there anyone else on the plane besides the air crew and your crew?
So no one else on the plane other than fishermen, and they would have had to transit through another port, likely Singapore, because obviously there's refuelling required, but there is no getting off or on the plane for anyone else at that particular point in time. So at all parts of the charter, obviously you're trying to limit the amount of contact that anyone's going to have with any other personnel. So the people that are in that managed facility all travelled together.
Have you spoken to any of them today?
No, not as of yet, because it's very difficult for us to get access to the crew. So we've only just recently heard about it via the media reports. We've got our Russian-speaking employee who is in contact. But as you can imagine, the facility themselves, the Ministry of Health and the MIQ officials are dedicating themselves to making sure that they do what they're supposed to do based on the protocols. And as I say, dealing with the fishing companies, who are all in whatever area they are, safe and sound, will not be deemed important until there comes a point in time they want to talk to us.
So these fishing crews are mainly from Russia, as I understand it, and Russia's got the fourth highest number of COVID cases, you know, more than 1.3 million cases. What requirements or health requirements were there for these crew members leading up to getting on the plane? Were they tested? How did it work?
Yeah, so they have an isolation period prior to getting on the plane. So they're required to isolate in their homes for 14 days prior to getting on the plane. That itself, of course, doesn't mean they won't get COVID-19, but it's a process we can put in place. They're all tested 3 days before getting on the plane, at which point in time, if anyone is shown to be positive, they, of course, are not able to join the charter flight. And then we have the New Zealand process, which has been well managed by MIQ, where they obviously get off the plane, they are transited immediately to the facility, they then go into managed isolation, and the border protection, as it is for anyone coming into New Zealand, manages all of those individuals. And then when there is a positive case, they'll just be managed as per the protocols for anyone else who's shown to have COVID-19 coming into the country. So, you know, an endorsement for the process that the New Zealand government have put in place, and exactly why it's there to keep our borders protected from COVID-19 being in the community.
When is the next plane of crew due?
Well, it will now depend on the facility, if there are indeed cases of COVID-19, which, given your reports, I expect that to be the case. And we'll just have to go and then review what does that mean for the timeline. Will that push it out? And if there's delays required, then we'll just manage accordingly.
Do you regret bringing them over, given how this is playing out?
No, absolutely not. You know, this is a significant economic issue for both, not only the fishing companies themselves, it would have been to a raft of other companies across New Zealand. And this shows that what we can do is bring people into New Zealand, into managed isolation. We can then find cases of COVID-19. And then as we've done across, you know, multiple months now, we can manage those cases.
Can you not do without
protocols
these
and processes?
Doug, sorry to interrupt. Can you not do without these workers? Are there no Kiwi workers who can do the jobs that these people are going to?
No, there are no Kiwi workers that can do these jobs. So this is, some of these fishermen have been fishing for 25 years. They have qualifications which take many, many years to receive. And at this point in time, there are not enough New Zealanders who actually have those qualifications to do those roles. So if you were to look at replacing them, it would take a very long period of time. And even at the lowest level where people are unqualified that we take to sea and then we train them at sea, I, as we speak, have got between 30 and 40 vacancies on my fishing vessels. And we have a significant recruitment program right across New Zealand, and yet I still can't fill them.
Doug, you are covering the costs of bringing them in, right?
That's right.
So what happens if they need further health care? Who covers that?
Oh, of course, any additional cost in the management of the cases will be borne by the fishing companies, not the New Zealand taxpayer. And that's been well understood by all of the fishing companies and by the Ministry of Health and MIQ.
Given that you have a regime where they had to isolate at home for 14 days, get tested before they get on the plane, and it seems somehow they have managed to become infected with COVID, are you going to do a review of how things work at the Russian end? Because how sure are you that they stuck to the rules?
Well, look, you can never be 100% sure. And look, that's the same in any country across the world when you look at how what's happening in Australia, what's happening in Europe, what's happening in America. At the end of the day, there is got to be individual accountability to following the rules. So you're never really going to be able to 100% police that. We will, of course, review our procedures and say, look, is there anything we missed or could we add to help ensure it? But what New Zealand has done in putting in such positive actions in regards to how we manage people returning to New Zealand just shows it's the right thing to do. And we're confident that between the Ministry of Health, MIQ, and, you know, other companies, not only the fishing companies, we can manage COVID-19 in regards to people coming into the country.
And that was Sea Lord Chief Executive Doug Paulin. Our reporter Sally Murphy is outside the Sedima Hotel in Christchurch. Kia ora, Sally. What do we know is happening at the hotel as the result of this outbreak?
Well, what we've heard is that the hotel behind me, the Sedima, which is right next door to Christchurch Airport, is actually in lockdown. It doesn't look any different to what it has looked like in the last few months. There's a police car here monitoring activity, and there's the fences behind me, which are for outdoor activity for the people quarantined inside. We've spoken to the hotel, and they say that staff have no contact with the crew that are staying there, and they're confident that all measures are being put in place to keep staff safe.
Any word from the Ministry of Health?
Yes, the ministry says that the people that have tested positive are now going to be separated from the rest of the group, but still within the same hotel. So they'll still all be quarantining here, which they're going to do so for 2 weeks after they arrived in Christchurch last Friday.
Thanks, Sally. That is Sally Murphy, who is outside the Sedima Hotel in Christchurch. If you're just joining us, that is where there has been 11 people confirmed as testing positive for COVID-19, and there are 14 other cases under investigation. That's after routine day three testing. And it is a group of deep sea fishing crews who have come here from Russia and the Ukraine. Now, Checkpoint requested interviews with the Minister in Charge of Managed Isolation, Megan Woods, the DG of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, the Minister for Health, Chris Hipkins, the Operations Manager for Managed Isolation, Air Commodore Webb, and also the boss of the Sedima Hotel. All of them declined.